Now we're going to consult one of our ancestors who's devoted a whole lot of thought to what was called in her day the race problem. From the perspective of power, the race problem is how to keep us herded into boxes and therefore successfully divided. For Zora Neale Hurston, the whole thing was nonsense. For me, it's a con, i.e., intended nonsense. Quote, how then did I get back to school? I just went. I got tired of trying to get the money to go. My clothes were practically gone. Nickeling and dimering along wasn't getting me anywhere. So I went to the night high school in Baltimore, and that did something for my soul. There I met the man who was to give me the key to certain things. In English, I was under Dwight O. W. Holmes. There is no more dynamic teacher anywhere under any skin. He radiates newness and nerve and says to your mind, there is something wonderful to behold just ahead. Let's go see what it is. He is a pilgrim to the horizon. Anyway, that's the way he struck me. He made the way clear. Something about his face killed the drabness and discouragement in me. I felt that the thing could be done. I turned in written work and answered questions just like everybody else. But he took no notice of me particularly until one night, in the study of English poets, he read Kubla Khan. You must get him to read it for you sometime. He's not a pretty man, but he has the face of a scholar, not dry and set-like, but fire flashes from his deep-set eyes. His high bridge, but sort of bent nose over his thin-lipped mouth. Well, the whole thing reminds you of some old Roman like Cicero or Caesar or Virgil in tan skin. That night, he liquefied the immortal brains of Coleridge and let the fountain flow. I don't know whether something in my attitude attracted his attention or whether what I had done previously made him direct the stream at me. Certainly, every time he lifted his eyes from the page, he looked right into my eyes. He didn't make me see him particularly, but it made me see the poem. That night seemed queer, but I am so visual-minded that all the other senses induce pictures in me. Listening to Coleridge's poem, for the first time, I saw all that the writer had meant for me to see with him, and infinite cosmic things besides. I was not of the workaday world for days after Mr. Holmes's voice had ceased. This was my world, I said to myself, and I shall be in it. I shall be in it and surrounded by it if it is the last thing I do on God's green dirt ball. But he did something more positive than that. He stopped me after class and complimented me on my work. He did something else. He never asked me anything about myself. You see what I mean? All of us want to just be human beings. We're tired of the boxes. We're tired of the rank. We're tired of other people determining what we get to be and do and see and hear and think. He never asked me anything about myself, but he looked at me and toned his voice in such a way that I felt he knew all about me. His whole manner said, no matter about the difficulties past and present, step on it.